Packers all the time.
It feels too easy. It feels too neat. It feels too not enough conflict-y.
Okay, most of the time.
Almonds specifically or all nuts?
Well, these nuts, those nuts, whatever nuts were.
It's Jason Wilde on Jen, Gabe, and Chew. Brought to you by Boucher Automotive. With 16 different new car brands and over 35 pre-owned brands to choose from. Boucher Automotive. We are driven by you. And by the Bridgewater Modern Grill. Nestled in the heart of Milwaukee's emerging Harbor District. Enjoy a specialty crafted menu centered around a custom oak-fed grill.
He is our pal. He is our teammate. He is Jason Wilde. You can hear him on Wilde and Tausch right after Jen, Gabe, and Chewy from 9 to noon on 94.5 ESPN. Good morning, Jason. How are you doing today?
Good morning. How are you guys?
Gabe is very frustrated.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, and it's not just about the delay in the decision that we thought we were going to get yesterday. He was confident it was coming yesterday. He's also frustrated about the Keyshawn Nixon signing. He thinks maybe they...
Jason, $6 million for a return man?
Paid.
What the hell is going on at 1265?
Well, it's up to $6 million.
Oh.
Right?
Makes me feel so much better. They're only potentially spending that much money on... And here's the other problem I guess I have, Jason, because like now I see everybody on social media getting super excited that Keyshawn Nixon is returning. And it just has me realize, you know who gets excited about signing your kick returner? You know who gets excited? Bad football teams get excited about signing kick returners. Bad football teams.
I don't know. I mean, I'm not sure I'm ready to talk you off the ledge today, buddy.
No,
I wasn't expecting. I figured there'd be some, you know, impatience with the quarterback, but the Keyshawn Nixon slander, I wasn't ready for.
Well, it's not slander, look, Jason. Like, I don't want to make it seem like he's a bad football player because he's not. He's a good kick returner.
But there's ways you can neutralize a kick returner. That's the problem.
No. All right. First of all, no doubt, I agree with both of you. Secondly. From my many, and I do not like dealing with agents, including even Chewy's back in the day. I don't enjoy agents, even though I love John, great guy. I would say this: anytime an agent tells reporters, and it was Bill Huber and Ian Rappaport that had this one. Anytime an agent uses the phrase "worth up to," it's not a great contract. Because that's to make it sound like it's more than it is. Now, they paid him $965,000 last year. I think we would all agree that he was worth that.
Yep.
He was a bargain.
Yep.
Last year, right? Okay? So that's the vet minimum for him a year ago. He's obviously got one more year of experience now. Great. Okay? Now, I'm guessing that it is heavily incentivized for playing time on defense because, you know, he became their nickel guy during the second half of the season too, right? After they lost Eric Stokes and they needed a guy to come in and play the slot and they experimented with different guys. So he played a fair number of defensive snaps in the second half of the season. And then obviously he had the 5 kickoff returns for 50 yards or more, including the touchdown against the Vikings. That said, I am with you on being leery, and Ron Wolf would back us up, right? I mean, Ron Wolf let the Super Bowl MVP, the guy that you guys, as good as you were, Chew, probably don't win the Super Bowl without him, based on it in the playoffs, et cetera. Ron let him walk. He's like, I'm not paying him. And then when he came back, remember in 99, Desmond won very good. So I understand your concern. I certainly appreciate a non-Rodgers topic very much. but I don't think when the contract is ultimately seen, I don't think you'll be quite as irritated as you are currently.
Okay, so what we think like $2 million bucks? Like there's $4 million in incentives?
Maybe 3. Again, if he plays defense, you know, I don't know what Stokes' timeline is going to be to come back, right? I think there's a good chance they're going to see if Rasul Douglas can play safety. They really like Rasul Douglas. They paid him. I think that there's a possibility he's going to be on the move.
He's on my list too, Jason. Don't worry.
I wouldn't be surprised if, I mean, if there's a team that would actually take Darnell Savage and his fifth-year option because, you know, they think the Packers have misused him or haven't given him the right opportunities or he's in the wrong scheme. Maybe somebody acquires him for a low-round pick and you get him off your salary cap. So there's, I think that area is going to go through a lot of machinations in the next several months. So it could turn out that Keyshawn Nixon has a more valuable role than just simply returning kicks and punts.
All right, back to Rodgers now. Jason, if he goes on McAfee today, doesn't tell anyone, and just says, I'm coming back to the Packers, what's the next move?
Yeah, great question. I hope that happens.
So do I.
Like, I really do. Like, I want him to say, you know, I had a great meeting with the Jets. They've got a great team. I think I could really help them. And if the Packers really and truly don't want me, I can see myself in a Jets uniform. But first and foremost, I want to be a Green Bay Packer. I want to finish my career here. It doesn't sound like they want me to finish my career here, but if you're wondering what the holdup is on my decision, my heart is still in Green Bay, and I'm trying to see if there's a path back for me to be a Packer in 2023. And that rhymed, and I don't mind. I would just say this. That's, to me, the most fascinating thing, because they have, in my opinion, really given away the farm by basically saying we don't want him back, whether it was the leaks that led to Bob McGinn talking about it or Rich Eisen talking about it or the stuff that Murphy said at the Girls State Tournament. You know, they have basically said, to hell with you. We don't care that you've won four MVPs here. We don't care that you had a broken thumb and not a lot of experienced talent around you last year when you had a down statistical season. We don't care you're going to be a Pro Football Hall of Famer. We're just sick of you, and we're done with you. Now, again, I can understand that they, as an organization, or people in the organization, because I don't think it's everybody, and fans are sick of them. I'm not saying you can't feel that way, but think about what I just said, right? Like, this idea that the overarching reason, I'm sure Goody thinks he's fallen off the cliff. There are some statistics that I was looking at yesterday about his accuracy and stuff that kind of disagree with that. But you're basically going to move on from him for two reasons. One, you're sick of him. And two, you have a young quarterback that you are eager to see as the starter, and you think he has improved significantly. If this was any other fan, if this was any other organization, and we were talking about, whoa, can you believe insert team here is doing this? They're moving on from a Pro Football Hall of Famer because they're so eager to play a guy who has one career NFL start and was impressive in 10 snaps at the end of a game against Philadelphia, and because they're sick of his crap. I'm not sure that we would be quite so, okay, that makes sense, as we have been, it seems, with the Packers.
Jason, we got a little bit of breaking news here from Adam Schefter. He says the Jets are actively working to reach an agreement with Packers free agent wide receiver Alan Lazard per league sources. There is another team involved, no final decision, but the Jets are trying to reunite Lazard and OC Nathaniel Hackett. Of course, the elephant in the room there is that Lazard and Rodgers have played together for all of these years as well, which leads me to my next question for you, because we have seen percolations. We have seen this potential narrative of maybe there are other players who might be a part of the deal as well, this packaged deal that people have been referring to over the last, you know, week or so, and yesterday it seemed to amplify a little bit. Are you in the camp of, you know, the Lazard news notwithstanding, that there are other players who Rodgers is trying to recruit to New York before he announces his decision, maybe in some sort of, like, you know, all of these people are coming with me, you know, instead of like the Jerry Maguire, who's coming with me, and he's holding up the goldfish. He's got David Bakhtiari going with him, and Alan Lazard is going with him, and Randall Cobb is going with him. Are you in that camp?
I definitely think there are guys that he wants to bring with him. Now, unless I am misunderstanding what they did with Bakhtiari's contract, I mean, they took $9.5 million of roster bonus, $5.5 million of base salary, and converted it into $15 million in signing bonus. And when you do that, that guy gets the money right away.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a hard time picturing them giving a guy $15 million and then cutting him. So I think David, unless I'm misunderstanding it, has made his choice on where he's going to play, and he's going to stay in Green Bay. I saw Bill Huber from Sports Illustrated reported yesterday that Randall Cobb has decided to keep playing.
But did not say where, right? Just that he wants to play.
Correct. And he underwent ankle surgery a couple weeks ago to get that cleaned out. That would certainly indicate that he is on the table for that. Mercedes Lewis is a free agent. And you mentioned Nathaniel Hackett. Two guys that Nathaniel Hackett has a bunch of history with are Alan Lazard and Mercedes Lewis, both in Green Bay, but also in Jacksonville. You know, I mean, Nathaniel Hackett had both of them in Jacksonville first. So he has always been a proponent of both those guys. So not only would Rodgers want him in the Jets offense, but Nathaniel Hackett would as well. Look, I want to go back to what Chewy said briefly. Look, I think in the end, he's going to be a Jet. I still think it's a matter of when, not if, but it has been interesting to see the level of frustration among a lot of people that it didn't happen on the timeline that some were hoping it would.
Jason, we appreciate you hanging out with us this morning. We will talk to you again soon.
All right, everybody. Take care. Be good.
He's Jason Wilde. You can, of course, hear him on Wilde and Tausch right after Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, and on a myriad of programs here on 94.5 ESPN.